General Assembly President Nasser Abdulaziz al-Nasser said the meeting took place at a tragic time for the Syrian people.
We need to have a frank and results-oriented discussion on Syria. We must move promptly. The lives of tens of thousands of Syrians and the stability of the region are at stake. The credibility of this organization is also at stake.
Ambassadors observed a moment of silence for all those who have died in more than a year of unending violence in Syria. Among the latest victims are at least 78 people killed in the village of Mazrat al-Kubair on Wednesday. UN observers trying to verify the situation on the ground have encountered obstructions, said UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
UN monitors were initially denied access. They are working now to get to the scene. And I just learned a few minutes ago that while trying to do so, the UN monitors were shot at with small arms.
The killings the observers were trying to verify come just 2 weeks after the massacre of 108 civilians in another village, El Hula, which drew international condemnation. Kofi Annan, who's the joint UN Arab League envoy for Syria, said his peace plan for the country is not being implemented.
Clearly, the time has come to determine what more can be done to secure implementation of the plan and/or what other options exist to address the crisis. It is your shared interest and our collective responsibility to act quickly. The process cannot be open-ended. The longer we wait, the more radicalized and polarized the situation will become, and the harder it will be to forge a political settlement.
Appealing to a common humanity, Ban Ki-moon told the international community that now is the time to take bold action on Syria.
As the Joint Special Envoy has warned, Syria is at the pivotal moment. And so are we. Syria and the region can quickly move from tipping point to breaking point. The dangers of full-scale civil war are imminent and real. I therefore call on President Assad to urgently and unconditionally implement six-point Annan Plan. I call on President Assad to allow the UN observer mission to do its work safely and without interference or intimidation.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon speaking in the General Assembly on Thursday. The UN estimates that as many as 10,000 people have died in more than a year of unending violence in Syria. Deanne Penn, United Nations.